Lisa wants to hear from you. Call her at 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show is on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Great words. Till then. Joining us right now is the singer, songwriter, star talent of that marvelous, marvelous group with which was called Wilson Phillips. That was between Wendy and China and Carney Wilson, who joins us right now. China Phillips. Is it China or China? I'm never really sure.
No, it's Carney.
No, I know you're Carney. Of course you're Carney. You're Carney Wilson. I've been talking about you coming on the entire show. I'm delighted to chat with you. Hello, Carney. You're going to be at the Wall Street Theater. I'm going to see you on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Good.
I can't wait. And you're going to be with Al Jardine and family and friends. Of course I know who you are. But whenever I mention the name of Wilson Phillips and I want to mention who was in it, I'm never sure how to pronounce if it's China or China. That's what
China.
I was saying.
Yes,
is it China?
Okay. China. That's
yeah,
right.
That's right. Never
First
really
of all,
sure.
I apologize. You know, a lot of stuff happens on the road, and we run late, and this was one of those mornings. I am
that's
so
okay.
sorry.
That's all right. We're on live radio. We're here until 11, till 12 o'clock. I can't wait to chat
Good.
With you. So here we are.
Good.
So Carney, first of all, I just want to say that I thought you were extremely brave in 1999 when nobody was talking about obesity or gastric bypass. You were one of the first people to admit to this lifelong struggle with obesity and try and do something, which at the time was very dramatic and not a lot of people knew about it. Not a lot of people understood it. My husband subsequently had gastric bypass surgery. His lifetime with obesity has been a struggle up and down. His latest battle, he's lost another 80 with Ozempic, which has been a life changer, frankly, in terms of the medicinal world. But I just wanted to thank you and congratulate you for starting to reduce the stigma of talking about the struggle with obesity.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that, Lisa, sweetie. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's kind of like I went, well, you know, my life's kind of been an open book anyway. So I know somebody else out there, actually millions of people
millions.
Struggle with a food addiction every day. And I really believe that obesity is a predisposition, you know, sort of in our composition with our DNA. I really believe that. But I also believe that lifestyle and an addiction to food plays a huge role in it. So whatever it is, wherever you fall on the spectrum, you know, it's good to know who you are and the habits you have and how you can help change them. No one's perfect. I'm up and down too. And that's life. And you know what? What's so weird is this morning, Just a little while ago, I was looking in the mirror. I got out of the shower. I looked in the mirror, and I swear to God, I think for the first time in my entire life, I kissed. This is so weird. I kissed my own arm, and I said, "I love you, body. I love you, body." And I rubbed my stomach, and I rubbed my butt, and I went, "You know what? I love this body."
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, wouldn't it be great if everybody could just do that?
You know, it would be amazing because I'm thinking of having plastic surgery in a few weeks and I'm
yeah.
so nervous about it, Carney. We're chatting with Carney Wilson. I really am so, I've postponed it three times. Twice was due to COVID, but once just because I ran scared. And I'm also in the public eye, not much like as much as you, but I am very much in the public eye. And, you know, I've got my vanity and I'm aging. I'm over 60. But I also love my face, right? I mean, I do. I love my face. I love my wrinkles. But, you know, do I love them that much that I don't want a little nip and tuck here and there? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, Carney.
No. God, I thought about it, too. I say do what makes your heart happy and don't give a crap what anybody else thinks.
There we go. I wish I knew what I thought. You see, I'm wrestling. I'm two sides of a coin about the whole thing. But I mean, but it is wonderful to be grateful for a healthy body, right? In a world full of such struggle right now.
It is.
Yeah.
I know. And I know that we had a great show last night with Al, and it was really, the audience was so loving. I mean, Al is 80 years old.
Wow.
And he's been in the Beach Boys, original Beach Boy member, for 60 years. And my dad is still going out on his tour. Mike's got his tour. Everybody's got their own tour. But, you know, this is kind of like a wonderful rendition that is family, and you hear the blend. And even though it's two women, me and, you know, my sister Wendy and I singing with Al and Matt, his son, there's a very beautiful sort of organic, natural blend that we have. And it's gorgeous, and it's so much fun, and all the hits. And, you know, it's kind of like this, almost like a respite. You know, you get away from all the things that you've been worrying about, and mm-hmm. and just life, and you go and you hear these songs, and you're like, oh my God, I remember when I was doing this when this song came out, or I proposed to my wife, or this was my wedding song. I mean, it literally becomes that, and it's just so great.
Do you do God Only Knows during the set?
Oh, of course, that's the
it's
one
my
I'm
favorite.
Thinking of. Yeah, of course.
Love
yeah,
that song.
I mean, last night, because, you know, I think of Uncle Carl when I sing it, because I'm singing God Only Knows. I sing the lead on that in Wilson Phillips when we do it, and I do it with Al. And last night, they stood up and gave me a standing ovation. I started crying.
Corny.
I started crying. I couldn't, I just was so touched, you know? It's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. It's a beautiful legacy. And your family has been the subject of such scrutiny. I remember, I don't know if it was the documentary I saw or I read the book or both, about how your grandfather, now that I think about it, right? Brian's dad, your grandfather, sold the whole catalog for $700,000. And that was the end of that. Boom, boom. And so for the rest of all time, you guys have had to keep performing songs, but you don't own the... You didn't own the rights to the intellectual property that your family created. Oh, it's terrible.
You know, there's a lot of controversy around all that stuff, and there always will be. And you know, their publishing has changed, and there's still ownership in a lot of areas. No one's suffering. Let's put it that way.
That's good to know. Yeah.
But you know, it's never straight in the public's eye. People never really know what's going on. Mm. And truthfully, it's none of anyone's business either. And to be kind about it, it really isn't. It's just like, would we sit there and pry into like a surgeon's, you know, bank account or the way he has things set up? No, we wouldn't do that. But it's so weird because when you're famous, people, they like to know the details how you get this and what you get, you know, for that and what you get paid for that. That's just the natural curiosity. But I feel like there should be some respect for people with their private affairs. And it's just unfortunate that's just part of what comes with the territory. You know
well,
what I mean?
It is. I do. And we're chatting with Carney Wilson. But, your dad's life in particular has been subject to so much scrutiny. And the world has been very voyeuristic about whatever his struggles have been, whatever they've been. With either mental health or addiction or songwriting or creativity, whatever they've been, the world has been, you know, looking at that window pane and judging for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, what I like to do is focus on the positive things, which is the music
is amazing.
That overtakes everything. So it doesn't matter. You know, every to me, he's a genius, and to me, in my eyes, he is. And every genius is troubled, and every genius has their, you know, their struggles, and that's what I believe gives them their drive or their own confusion. But it manifests through music. So I believe that, you know, I used to ask my dad, how did you write all those songs? Or I think one time I asked him, how did you write, you know, the melody and the music for God Only Knows. How did you do that? Because it's the most beautiful chord changes I've ever heard. He said, I didn't write it. He said, God did. And I just was like, whoa, what the heck? I was probably 13 years old when I asked him that, you know. I didn't really understand that, but it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. So when we look at people that are highly creative, I believe that they're touched and spoken to through some kind of power that we don't understand.
Well, and you also, you're extremely creative. I mean, your group Wilson Phillips was, I mean, a blockbuster charts, fantastic music, unbelievable harmonies.
Thank
you've got
you.
The, you've got those genes too, Carney, big time. Big time.
Thank you.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm so grateful that we've had success and we've in the sense that the people that love the music, it's the same kind of thing. It's like this symbiotic thing. You know, we all feel the love and, you know, the what happens when you hear these songs, they become part of your lives. And that's where the reward comes in. The real reward is that.
I think that the harmonies that you've produced as a family are some of the most beautiful, brilliant harmonies in American music. The harmonies, the way
you.
The voices blend and they sound together. It's just an incredible sound. It's just an unbelievable
Lisa,
sound.
I live for it.
Yeah.
I literally live for it.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you what, I mean, last night on stage, I started laughing because I was like, with the Beach Boys, so much of their songs, so many of their songs have obviously the harmony, but the backgrounds,
yes,
all the lead vocals are important too, but the backgrounds are like, that's the warmth and the warm blanket that kind of sits over every single song. I never sang so many oohs in my life last night. It was
that's
like ooh
fantastic.
And ah the whole night, and I loved it. I just, it's surreal, you know. I go, oh my God, listen to these, and the arrangements, you know. And that was mostly my dad.
Yeah.
And I just think,
brilliant.
God, Daddy, how did you do that? How did you arrange those vocals like that?
Yeah. So, Carney Wilson, when's the last time you were in Connecticut?
Well, let's see. Maybe I think before COVID, we were there. Oh God! I'm wrong. I was shooting a pilot. I was shooting an interview pilot for NBC, and we were in Connecticut actually. And I drove in Stamford.
Stamford. That's where they have all the studios. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. So I was driving around, and I was, and every time I come to Connecticut, I'm like, I want to move to Connecticut. It's so beautiful. I used to live there when I did my talk show. You know?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you live?
Right on High Ridge, off of High Ridge Road.
Oh, sure.
Right there in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Wow.
I took a car into the city. Yeah. I loved it there. What a beautiful place.
Yeah, we love Connecticut. And the Wall Street Theater is really a gem. It's like an Art Deco little theater on a main street in Norwalk. It's very, from the outside, you would never know how charming and wonderful it is on the inside. You would never know.
Oh.
You're going to really love the theater. It's really a...
Fantastic.
It's just, yeah, you're going to enjoy it. I think you're really
good.
Enjoy it.
Well, I hope that everybody, you know, if you want a couple hours of just nostalgia and love and harmony and good vibes, then come see the show and some laughter, because we always laugh. We can't help it, because Al, you know, he's so funny. He forgets this, he forgets that. Last night, in the first song, he pulled the microphone down on the stage with his guitar. We watched the whole thing fall right to the ground, and it was hysterical.
It's
I love it. But it's live. And people need to come out.
Yes.
We got to get out of our houses and see live music again. If you want to wear a mask, whatever you want, whatever the you know, the mandate is. But God, just come out and have some fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there.
There.
So if I can get backstage, I'll come say hello and thank you for coming to our town in person and, you know, reviving our spirits. And we need some, as you said, we need a little bit of respite, because then we have to get back to the hard work of making the world a better place.
That's right. Oh, you said that beautifully. Well, I can't wait to give you a hug and see you and sing to you.
Thank you so much. Carney Wilson joining us today on the Lisa Wexler Show. Don't miss it. The Wall Street Theater, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6, right on Wall Street. It's the Wall Street Theater on Wall Street in Norwalk. It's a wonderful, wonderful theater. And Carney Wilson, welcome back to Connecticut. And we can't
wait to
see you. Can't wait to see
you.
Thanks for coming
Lisa.
On today.
Be well.
Pleasure.
Okay,
thank you.
My dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is the kindness of strangers. Goodness knows we need those stories tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today. Paul Pacelli up from 2 to 6 on WICC, your community radio station. If we are